This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now from the Milwaukee Bucks and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Marcus Johnson. Marcus, thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, I guess.
Well, look, I don't really want to talk about the game, to be honest with you. Look, these games happen. I was, you know, people are freaking out like always, but I'm looking at the T-Wolves-Cavs game. T-Wolves are up 100-67 over Cleveland at the end of the third.
Wow, that's crazy.
They've been blowing them out all night. So it's similar to what happened to the Bucks tonight. Maybe worse, I guess, because they're getting blown up by more than 30 from that perspective. So nights like this happen in the NBA, right? From time to time throughout the year, you're going to have a team that's just going to have a bad night.
Well, and you got to keep it in context, too. Just 5 days earlier, we blew out the Pacers in Milwaukee, just had our way with them with no Victor Oladipo. And so, you know, I've known Nate McMillan since I worked for the Sonics back in the mid-90s, and I can guarantee you that he showed these guys film of just kind of how loose and free and we were playing against them and got them all riled up in terms of some payback. So, you know, when you factor that in, with the Pacers team that's actually played some really surprisingly overachieving basketball this entire season. And, you know, just weren't ready to beat that energy. They weren't ready to beat it. I thought after the D.C. game, the way we had played in beating the Wizards at their home arena, that this kind of a game wouldn't be in the offing. But it was, and it did, and all you can do is regroup and look forward to Orlando on Wednesday night.
Right, that's exactly it. Nothing else you can do. So let's move on from that. I want to get your thoughts on this run with the Bucks here going forward with Giannis. You know, you don't know what roster moves are going to happen or so forth, but similar to that of, say, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers or Brett Favre and the Packers, everybody talks about rings and having to win as many rings as possible before Aaron Rodgers goes away, and that's been the big outcry now of, well, you got one. You got one from Brett. You've got two in 30 years with back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Most teams will never see that in their existence. And you got to have more than two before Rodgers is done. When you look at Giannis, a legitimate superstar leading in fan voting, next fan voting comes out on Thursday, and what he's capable of doing, 29 points a game. And I was just bringing up the Atlanta Hawks franchise where that team, you know, seemingly was in the playoffs every year, whether it was Mike Woodson or Larry Drew or Budenholzer. Getting all the way to 60 wins a couple of years ago before losing the playoffs, never making an NBA Finals appearance, but having a heck of a run where they're in the playoffs every year, and whether or not that would be good enough, how would you answer that question as far as expectations when you have a superstar like Giannis?
Well, I don't think it's good enough, and I've kind of been there, done that, been on great teams that have won 60 games, that have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I guarantee you, looking back and having the benefit of hindsight, it's not good enough for me, even though I understand that we lost to some great teams. And, you know, the Sixers with Dr. J and Moses Malone and Mo Cheeks and that crew, Bobby Jones, lost to the Celtics with the great Larry Bird and Dennis Johnson and McHale and Parrish. But still, I mean, it haunts you as a player just thinking about, especially when you go 6-7 games in a series and you know, a player or two here makes the difference in whether or not you advance to the NBA Finals. To me, it's always, I always dreaded the fact that I just never got to play in the finals. I think the same thing would hold true for this iteration of the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, especially with a superstar like Giannis, Chris Middleton, a budding all-star, Eric Bledsoe, great pickup. So, I mean, the pieces are starting to fall into place. I think it's, you know, you're still, in terms of personnel, Jabari Parker, who knows what he'll have to offer this season, but I can guarantee once he is back 100%, he's going to be another added bonus to this crew, to how you put it all together. Remains to be seen, but I don't think it's enough. With Giannis, you got a transcendent superstar. I mean, Giannis is, you know, he's one of the great players in the history of the game that I've seen. I mean, to be able to string together the amount of 30-point, 20-point games the way he's doing it with just a marginally effective outside shot gives you just a precursor of what's to come with him. And I don't think that's enough. I think, you know, if you're talking getting into the NBA Finals, that's one thing, but just winning a bunch of games, not to make the make the NBA Finals, to me, it's not enough.
For people that don't realize it, when Don Nelson was here, the Bucks went 7 consecutive years with 50 wins or more. That is insanity to think about that. 50 wins or more, 7 years in a row. Does pressure build on you as a player as you're going through it? Or is it, you know, optimistic of, hey, man, we got a great team. We're going to break through eventually.
Well, no, I mean, the more years that you don't break through, the greater the pressure becomes. Your first couple of years, my rookie year, we swept Phoenix and Walter Davis and Paul Westphal. We lost to David Thompson and the Nuggets in a 7-game series. But again, you always look back and kind of, we were lost to the Sixers, I think, a couple of years after that in a 7-game series. So I'm always haunted by the plays that, you know, that I did make and the plays and the adjustments that maybe I thought about making but didn't pull the trigger on that maybe could have been a difference in winning a game 7 in Philadelphia. Even though I had a 36-point, 12-rebound game, I think about the things that I didn't do. And so, you know, that's kind of where it's at. I mean, the closer that you get to the end of your career now, the more the pressure mounts and the more pronounced the disappointment is when you keep falling short.
He is Marcus Johnson of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Marcus, thanks so much for coming on. I asked to get you on specifically just to talk about what we were talking about tonight, our topic, and to get your perspective from the player angle of things. So appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Marcus Johnson on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.